Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. In GPB news, as the world's best soccer countries compete in the 2018 World Cup in Russia, Atlanta United is holding a strong lead as one of the top teams in Major League Soccer after a 1-1 draw against the Portland Timbers yesterday. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Atlanta trailed 1-0 midway through the game, but a goal by midfielder Julian Gressel salvaged a tie for the home team.
Gressel tries to go for goal. Takes a deflection, and instead of going for goal, it's pulled back. It is in the back of the net now. Gressel has to level it.
Despite avoiding a loss, Gressel says his team needs to play better at home.
You know, we got to get back to being the team at home, you know, that nobody wants to come here and play. You know, a few teams come here and they take away points. You know, you never want that.
Atlanta's next challenge will be a game against rival Orlando City on Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The Atlanta Braves ended a two-game losing streak yesterday, beating the Baltimore Orioles by a final score of 7-3. Freddie Freeman, Charlie Culberson, and Dansby Swanson each drove in two runs apiece for the Braves. Atlanta now welcomes the Cincinnati Reds to SunTrust Park for a three-game series. The first pitch is tonight at 7:30. Atlanta teachers looking to stock up for the upcoming school year are getting a little extra help from Kroger. The AJC reports that Kroger is offering free bags of school supplies to metro area teachers for 2 days in July. More than 25 wildlife and animal protection organizations are objecting to the Georgia Coyote Challenge that involves killing animals. The AJC reports that the Humane Society of the United States and other groups recently sent letters urging Governor Nathan Deal to cancel the event. During the six-month period from March to August, the challenge offers Georgia residents a chance to win a lifetime hunting license. Residents enter to win the license by providing photo evidence of having killed a coyote. People are allowed to submit up to 10 entries, each representing one coyote killed. This is the second year that the challenge has been offered. Atlanta has done it, and now Savannah has a new landscaping crew of goats. GPB's Emily Jones reports on this increasingly popular way to clear vegetation.
It's pretty quiet in Laurel Grove North Cemetery on the west side of the city. Just some goats chewing away. And that's the point.
They leave a softer footprint on the earth.
Laura Walker is with the city's public works department.
Sometimes the equipment that we have to use is very heavy, and the exhaust and pollution, air pollution, this kind of negates that.
The goats also keep the city from having to use herbicides to clear invasive plants like kudzu and poison ivy. Atlanta, Roswell, and Sandy Springs have also used goats to clear vegetation. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.